You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 33-year-old inmate at the Milwaukee County Jail died last night after suffering a medical emergency in his cell. It's reported jail officers and supervisors responded quickly, performing CPR and giving Narcan, but the inmate was pronounced dead at around 8 p.m. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. The man had been in custody since November on a methamphetamine possession charge. Motor jobs are leaving Milwaukee. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports the Stellantis Parts Distribution Center in Bayview is set to close in 2027, with about 100 jobs moving to a new facility near Detroit. The $388 million Metro Detroit facility will consolidate five existing plants, including Milwaukee's. Cue up dreams. The Navy's Blue Angels will headline the Milwaukee Air and Water Show on July 19th and 20th. Crowds of up to 150,000 are expected at Bradford and McKinley Beaches for the show. Businesses are supporting more public funding for the universities of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park. Against the Pirates, yesterday the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost at home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him. And I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docu-series in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign onto Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait and history was made. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play titled This World of Tomorrow shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a pretty good chunk of the day today, although I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, mostly clear, 41. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high once again near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.